hello and welcome to All I Do Is Fail. I am your host, Tom Elwes. I'm joined today, as ever, by quite anxious, for the first time possibly ever in his life, looking Mr. Ali Woods.
I'm chill, brother.
You chill?
I'm chill. What's up? I'm chill. It's all good. I'm looking forward to this podcast.
Yeah.
It's the main thing I got on today.
Exactly.
It's the main thing I'm doing today is this podcast in a shed in Peckham. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I am psyched, brother.
It's actually more of a skip than a shed, I would say.
We're recording what's legally a bin.
Yeah.
if the tax person asks, what are you doing here? We're actually foraging.
Yeah.
This isn't a podcast studio. We're looking, there's just a lot of things people have thrown away.
Recording in here reminds me a lot of, and this is when you really know that property in London is gone AWOL. Have you seen those videos where people go up to you and you're like, how much do you spend a week on rent?
Yeah.
And then you go up to a guy and he goes, well, I actually don't spend anything because I live in a skip.
Yeah.
And he's converted his skip. So when people say property's down in London, just look at that video.
That's a good video, but you know, it's like a protest or something like that. It's on purpose. It's not like,
oh, he's not really living in a skip.
No. He's doing it as it's like a campaign to show that homes in London are not
affordable.
Yeah,
so he built,
he's not house. Not like, this is just my,
to be fair, a lot of the comments, and me included, I was like, that's pretty sick skip, man. It's banging skip.
You'd love to have your dad's skip that you go down to and get away from your family for a bit, Tom. I'm just gonna go down to the skip for a bit, love. You're always at that bloody skip, Tom. Fucking hell, you've already got your headphones in, connect to your PS5.
Exactly. If I could play PS5 in my skip, I'd be there 24/7. A lot of people would.
I think a lot of men would be happy with a skip.
Skipping a PS5.
Yeah, where's Tom? He's he'll be out in a minute.
He's having a bit of skip time. Hello, Phoebe.
Hello, I'm back.
She's back. She's an extreme chlamydia survivor.
Yeah, I really did not appreciate that.
Well, but you need to raise awareness.
Yeah, you should.
we're not about shaming on this podcast.
No.
We're big into failure.
Yeah.
And the extreme chlamydia group. I'll tell you what, it's growing fast.
Yeah. I'll be honest, extreme chlamydia, that was always something that happens like at Nottingham Uni. They're always like, oh, hey, chlamydia is at Nottingham Uni.
The one, it was like, I'll tell you what it was. Yeah. I can remember it distinctly. Super gonorrhea,
yeah. Yeah.
What's extreme chlamydia?
I don't know, what is it?
It's when you get it kayaking or like...
Well, I had a...
you got to get it skydiving. You got to shag skydiving.
Yeah, shagging, hanging off a cliff.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
If you did shag skydiving, mm-hmm, and like a bird peed on you.
If I've seen a video, I can link it to you if you want.
Fair. And a bird pooed on you.
Yeah.
Like in your vagine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'd get like... Well, that would probably be how you'd get extreme chlamydia.
Now, I'm going to be honest. The odds of you skydiving while having sex...
And a bird
managing to poo into your vagina, It's slim. It can happen, but it's slim.
What the challenge is for next month.
Yeah.
I come back in, guys. I've managed worse week.
I've smashed it, guys.
We also get the bird in as well for their opinion.
Mm.
Super gonorrhea, extreme chlamydia. These are all things to look out for. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So be aware. But are you recovered, Phoebe?
Yeah, I am. I'm pretty much fully better. But it was quite scary. So I had tonsillitis, which I'd never had before.
Oof.
And I assumed it wasn't that bad.
No,
Like all kids get it. Like everyone's always like, oh, I've got tonsillitis. So I thought it wasn't that bad. It was possibly the worst I've ever felt in my entire life.
Yeah.
Not helped by, and I have a rant to be fair,
mm-hmm,
about the London NHS.
Those bastards, the NHS.
It's not them specifically, because I am aware that they're stretched.
Just before we go into this, can we, mm-hmm, I would just like to say, we are going to play Worst Week, ladies and gentlemen, and I feel like Phoebe is about to submit hers.
Mine was like a worst fortnight, I suppose, because I haven't been here.
Well, that's fine. So just for the sake of the jingle, let's play Worst Week. Phoebe, you're off.
Okay, so basically, I woke up not being able to normal tonsillitis, like loads of pain, couldn't swallow, blah, blah, blah. But my issue was I've never been that ill in London that I've needed a doctor. So I wasn't registered to any doctors in London. Top tip. Register in London, because otherwise you are screwed. So I was on the phone to 111.
Guys,
you're off the grid, mate.
Yeah, if you live in a place, you need to get a doctor. It's registration.
Hard, yeah.
It's hard enough getting an appointment if you're registered.
Yeah.
If you're living with one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my mum was a nurse, and even when like, she wouldn't want to ever
see you
help me.
Yeah.
Because she'd seen people all day. So I was screwed growing up.
I can name about 14 middle-aged men on the circuit who have bits about GP receptionists. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Look,
Tom's getting in there awake. He's like, almost there.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Tell you what, right, GP receptionist. It was
Yeah, look, I don't want to be that guy, but I am probably about to be that guy.
No, it's fine.
But long story short, couldn't get hold of 111. Like, they kept saying that they would call me back. They never did. Then the weather was so bad that day that I just lost signal as well on my phone. So I was freaking out. So I couldn't get hold of anybody.
You're in South London. You went in Tornado Alley.
Yeah.
In the tropics of the Amazon rainforest. I didn't realise you lived that far out. That's some commute, some stretch calling.
Yeah, I'm actually in a hammock up a tree.
A part of you is like, that would be a nice life.
It would be really nice.
Do you have one of those mobile phones like from The Matrix, which has like an aerial?
Yeah.
You're like, you're pulling it out and trying to hold it up. Like
sat phone, sat phone. Yeah,
I feel like I'd have a better idea with that though, because then at least like, you know.
Sorry, but you know the weather, I'm no expert. I don't think the weather controls mobile signal, because I think they're based on satellites that are in space.
Well,
what phone brand are you with? What coverage have you got?
Listen. As a side note, I called them up when I got home, and I was like, I don't have any signal because I went home.
Basically. And they were like, how are you on the phone to us, mate? Yeah.
No, and then the guy was like, how long has this been a problem? And I was like, well, since I've been in the flat, so over a year. And he was just like, why have you never called us before? And I couldn't explain to him that since being in that flat, you've seen the problems that I've had with that flat. I've just accepted a lesser standard of life.
Okay. So you've never had phone signal in that flat?
Not really. And okay. I just was like, it dips in and out and there's real black spots. So I was just
specifically like, when the flood is up to my ankles and the ants are organizing themselves, that really when it seems to, the signal seems to go.
Honestly, so I had to just explain to him, I was just like, oh, I didn't really want to, you know, take up your time. I couldn't just explain to him that I just accepted that I was never going to have.
I'm a sad person, mate. I'm just, that's what it is. I've just accepted that my life's a bit shit in this flat. So
London is what it is. And sometimes you get signal, sometimes you get flooded. It's
just, making it in London. Mm. Yeah. So ask yourself questions.
So anyway, and then I couldn't get an appointment. And then I was supposed to, I was on the phone to my mum eventually, and she was just like, just come home, get an appointment at home, and we'll sort it out.
Right.
And I was like, no, I can't. I've got ADIF podcast tomorrow. And she was like, in the end, she convinced me that you guys would live without me for a week. Turns out you live without me for two.
Thrive.
And you nearly didn't have me for today. And Ali was fine with that. So I feel like this is the beginning of the end for me.
No. We fought, Phoebe. We'll always try and make room for you. And that's a better producer.
Honestly, Fiona, I have missed you for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's been,
Thank you, Andrew. No, I appreciate that.
Honestly, you know, you and Stockwell Vauxhall Comedy Club, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Big Belly, baby. We've got a rebrand.
London's greatest comedy club.
South London's greatest comedy club called Big Belly Comedy Club. So we've missed you a lot, but I wasn't here as well. So it's just.
Oh, yeah. So how was your. Have we covered this?
No, I did not ask any questions about what. I'm not interested in when I'm not here. I don't know, for me, it doesn't happen.
Just quickly on your thing. So just sorry, you went home and you got an appointment.
Oh, so I did actually get seen, which is a miracle in itself. But then, I haven't even told. Oh, right. Okay. This is even better. So then I get seen. We sort it out. We're thinking it's tonsillitis because I've got like pus down my throat and everything. I'm on antibiotics.
Hot.
This is a classic, by the way. I'm allergic to something that's found in penicillin.
Okay, good.
Great.
Sorry.
How is that funny? Lots of people are allergic to penicillin.
Okay, fine. But of course you are.
Of course I am. Of course I am. But I'm allergic to something found in penicillin. But the GPs never seem to believe that. And they're always like, but you can have penicillin, can't you? And I'm like, well, I'd rather not when there's antibiotics.
You get beer pressured into penicillin.
Honestly, all the time.
They just have a bit. We're all having it. God, it's not a big deal.
It's been around for years.
Just have a little sniff.
Yeah, it won't hurt, yeah.
No. So anyway, so I had that and that kind of all cleared up. And then after the antibiotics were supposed to be finished and like, you know, my tonsils are looking fine, whatever, I wake up one day and suddenly I'm choking. Like I've got stuff in the back. I cannot breathe properly. I am freaking out. Went back to the GP, 2 days later, because it takes me 2 days to get through to them on the phone and get an appointment.
On hold, 18
time,
hours.
Choking the whole time.
Oh, no, not even hold this time. It just goes, this number's busy.
Oh.
And hangs up.
It's Robbie Williams, she's the one on repeat.
No, nothing. Literally just hangs up on you.
Okay.
Finally, if you are literally dying, please hold. So you got through.
Finally got through, got another appointment,
was
kept waiting for 40 minutes in the waiting room.
Wow.
And when I did go up to the receptionist and say, sorry, do you know how long you might be?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope awful things happen to her. I personally want that she never, ever, ever comes again.
Okay.
And hope she gets...
And all of her food turns to dust in her mouth.
Okay. She gets mega genital warts.
No, I don't want anything actually like falling her. I just want...
All the food to turn to dust in her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Finally get seen, go in, and I explain my symptoms to the GP. And then he says, so what do you think is the problem?
Good.
And I'm here thinking, you're the GP. This is why I'm here. I have done my extensive Google research.
Yeah.
You know, my mum's a nurse as well. So like, I'll go to her with the thing and be like, do we think it's this? And she's like, yeah, you know, I think so. So I am now there telling the guy, I think it's this.
It's that bitch outside. That's the real issue.
It's like us going on and go, anyone get any good jokes?
Yeah.
So I'm like, right, I've got my phone up. I'm showing him on Google what he thinks it is. He's going onto his laptop.
Sorry,
and typing
how old
in.
Is this man? And well, where did they find him?
He's watched a lot of Scrubs. Yeah. Maybe we could work together.
They got a med student in.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it feels like a group project. Like we're both huddled around his laptop. I've got Google up on my phone. Like, don't you think it's this? Do you think it's
the
that?
The NHS is so bad that they're now just hiring actors, out of work actors to fill out the GP.
Well, actors have to do research, don't they? So they're probably more clued up than people give them credit for.
Okay. Get more actors involved instead of doctors. That's what we're promoting on this podcast.
So what happened then?
Okay,
what happened? What did you research fund?
No, so honestly, he went through loads of stuff and then he was just like, well, I mean, maybe it's the tonsillitis still and I'll put you back on the antibiotics. I was like, well, it doesn't look like the tonsillitis and I've been off antibiotics for 2 days. It's not really good to like then go back on them and stuff. And he was like, no, you are right. So long story short, I came away with a nasal spray.
That's all you...
That's all I got.
Fucking hell.
And he just said, good luck.
Good luck. What's the nasal spray do? Hay fever.
I was going to say, yeah, at least it'll be useful. We're getting into summer.
Yeah.
At least this will be useful for you down the road.
I don't even get hay fever. Touch wood. Touch all of the wood.
Well, he's got to cover all his bases, doesn't he? You don't know what it was. So.
And also trying to put me on the one thing that might kill me as well.
Yeah.
Trying to put me... Like, how allergic are you to penicillin? Like, do you think we'll have a lawsuit?
He's just giving you nasal spray and the pill and being like, get on with it. Whatever it is. You'll be all right. Look after yourself.
And basically I just had to stop being ill because you know I needed money.
Okay. Yeah. But you got over it now.
I think so. I'm still on the nasal spray.
I think this doctor would be a good sort of house doctor for Big Belly Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Sort of go in with two limbs falling off and they're just like, I think you'll be all right. You're right to do the door.
We survive. Yeah. I think, okay, well, if it was tonsillitis, well done for getting over it without penicillin, because I get tonsillitis once a week,
what?
Once a year. Oh. You get it every year.
So I'm kissing girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very annoying when it happens, but I know the trigger signs now and I'm straight on the penicillin, like just bosh, bosh, bosh. So to get over it without it is actually a lot better.
Well, I had antibiotics.
Oh, you had other antibiotics.
Yeah. I just can't have penicillin. But this is what I mean. I'm like, right, so there's other options out there where we definitely know I'm not going to get ill or die.
Yeah.
Let's use those. Every single time that the doctors want to give me something with penicillin in, they're always like, but are you actually allergic? I'm like, yeah.
Have you taken penicillin before?
I've took something that's in penicillin and it made me really ill. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to try just in case it is the penicillin that's the issue.
Got it.
And when there's other antibiotics that are... Because there's always something else apart from penicillin, pretty much, on all of the things I've ever had, like UTIs or whatever. There's always something else.
Yeah.
Why do they never trust me that I actually... But apparently it's because I think people go, oh, yeah, I'm allergic, and they just feel a bit sick or something. And I'm like, no, it's literally... But also, it's in my notes. It's in my doctor's notes that should be in front of you. So, like, I'm not making it up.
Well, we're very happy to have you back, Phoebe.
I'm so happy to be back with you, boys.
And that you've recovered from whatever tropical disease you incurred.
Just in time for Easter, like the Lord himself.
Yeah, you rose again.
I rose again
from South London's mouldiest flat.
Fungal, yeah. Well, we also called it, it's being referred to what you've got as the Last of Us disease.
Oh, I've not seen it. What does that mean?
It's like a fungal zombie thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cute. Fusidin, yeah. For all fungal infections.
Fusidin.
Fusidin is a cream that...
It's a spell that Phoebe class.
Yeah. Fusidin.
You must have the correct crystals and the moon must be at half.
Oh my! So also, okay. Guys, tonight... Full moon.
Yeah. Full moon tonight.
What are we doing for it, boys?
I am going to record my first ever special.
I'm gonna.
What's your star sign? I can look it up for you. What the full moon means for you, if you
Scorpio.
Want.
Are we moving on to the next section? Or
yeah. Next section is star signs on the moon.
Yeah, Scorpio.
We're both Scorpio.
You should be able to tell, surely. Are you not?
I'm not that much of a. You give me far too much credit for what I. Okay. I think I used to be more involved in the crystals, but this woman once told me, like, don't get too involved because once you're in, the crystals, you know, take over your life. And I do get that, because if you don't keep charging your crystals, you're going to get stagnant energy. Stop laughing at me. You're the one that wears one every day. Wait. You're the one that wears one every day, not
you
me.
You have to charge them. Where?
How did you not know that?
Is it like a Tesla port?
In the light of the full moon.
They have loads of crystal charging stations down Islington.
Yeah.
In the light of the full moon, you charge your crystals.
Okay. You have to get them out in the light of the full moon. What if it's cloudy night?
Well, I don't know.
You're fucked, mate. You're low battery. You're looking for a portable moon. And who got a portable moon?
Who's got Okay, well, Phoebe, thank you for coming back. We're glad that you're alive and you survived the dengue fever and you made it here. That was a pretty strong submission for worst week.
I don't know if
that will be topped. I'll go. I've got two things. So the first one was, I did a gig in Brighton. And I spoke about being dyslexic at the gig. And then two ladies came up to me afterwards and they went, so we actually work for a charity for neurodiverse people. Mm-hmm. And I can actually tell when you got up on stage that you had a problem.
Could you imagine saying that to someone?
She said it in a sincere way. She said it in a very sincere way. She wanted me to know. Hadn't even spoken yet. Hadn't said a word. She was just like, yeah, no, I could just really tell. You just give off that vibe.
Give off that vibe. Did you say what vibe is that?
A neurodiverse vibe.
They were having a go at the back, guessing which one it was. Can't be Asperger's, he's dumb.
Yes.
Have I told you that people do that to me? Sorry to interrupt your worst week.
What, they just tell you that you've got Asperger's?
You look mentally ill.
No, in the middle of me talking, people will cut me off and be like, you've got ADHD, right? And I'll be like, not that I'm aware of. And they'll be like, autism, Asperger's? So dyslexia. They're like, you've got to have something.
Who are these people? Are they like...
Not people I would respect, no.
Yeah, are they like... this is my thing, is that a lot of white, well-off people are finding someone on the spectrum to be there. This is my victim. I find it tough too.
This is hard. Neurodiversity wasn't even a thing. You were just put on the thick table as a kid. And now it's everywhere. Now
set five.
Oh, yeah. Set five. I was set five for everything.
Really?
Okay.
Were you? Oh, okay, right. This explains a lot.
Well, no, English. Actually, maths, I was pretty high up.
Maths, you're high up?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. That's his special skill.
Yeah, I'm good at maths. I just can't rubbish
this
English.
Guy?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You're trying to say that I'm autistic?
Trying to work out budgets.
What, Phoebe?
Trying to work out budgets with Tom.
All I'll say is maths, pretty well. English, yeah, bottom set, 100%.
Okay.
I'm the other way around, I think. I was top set for English, but then kept... And they put me in top set for maths, I think, because they just thought I was clever, and every couple of months I just got dropped down. I never made it to bottom set because I had a bit more self-respect.
But... Yeah, to crash all the way to set five. Set five is a pretty lonely place, I'm not going to lie to you.
Get out of the Play-Doh.
Yeah, there's not that many of you. And you're chucked in with everyone.
They blunt the pencils as well.
Look, when we were younger, like, there was no, you know, they just chucked you all in together. It doesn't matter what you've got.
Got a big sign on the door says, this is a no scissors zone.
Yeah.
You and your other set of five lads, the chums.
Yeah, me and the boys.
So what did you say to that when she said, I could tell you looked a bit odd.
I just said, thank you. And then she went on about the charity that she worked for, and she was like, oh, you should. And I was like, I'm too insulted, I've got to leave.
Really? She wanted you to do stuff for it?
Yeah, she was like, nah.
You said, I'll write something for you. No.
I'll do your budget, love. So that was it. That was interesting. That hurt. And then the second thing that happened to me this week, this is a couple of days ago, girlfriend comes in and she
trying to enjoy your shed.
Yeah, just in the morning. Just in the morning, and she puts a couple of tablets down. One's just like cod liver oil. Just take that in the morning. Where she's like, yeah, just eat this and this one, right? Eat it. And I was like, oh, what was the other one, right? I said, what was the other one? And she goes, we're deworming Mac, right? And Mac the dog, right? And I was like, yes, and she was like, yes, we've got to deworm ourselves as well, right? And she gave me a dog deworming tablet, which apparently humans can take, but that's the most Australian back. I was like, people in England don't take dog deworming tablets.
What did it feel like? Did you come up?
Yeah, I was quite a bit of a...
He's crashing for the rest.
Actually, a bit of a downer.
He was just seeing dogs and worms, like buzzing. Just
yeah, she was like, "You got to be sure." She was like, "You got to." Oh, she was. I was like, "This is the. Oh, this is not a thing in the UK. I've not heard anyone else deworming themselves.
Not with dog.
Dog dewormer. Yeah. If I googled it afterwards, because obviously I was furious. I just eating dog dewormer, and she said, "No, anyone can take."
Imagine being on a date. Mm. And she comes back to the table. She's been to the toilet. And you're just finishing off a pill. She's like, "What was that?
bit of dewormer."
Just my deworming tablet.
I'd lie. I'd 100% lie. I would rather that be anything else.
Than dog dewormer.
Yeah. Well, did you know? Did you ever used to have? Did your mum ever put like tape on your bum when you were a kid?
Excuse me.
Had worms.
What? What? Wait. What?
Is this not a thing?
Wait. Your mum would put tape on your butt. What?
Yeah. It's like. Is it the? I think it was like masking tape and stuff. Because you put it on your. Oh no! I think it can be any tape. And you put it on there overnight, and when you take it off.
What, overnight? You have to.
It will show if there's like worms on the tape, and then you'll know if you've got worms or not.
Oh, so she didn't put it across your bum. I thought she was like closing it off.
Yeah, like across your bum.
Like over the crack. On the crack.
Well, I think so, because they live just like under the surface. Like, yeah. They live like around the crack.
Yeah.
I think you're putting tape around the crack to see.
Right. What the fuck? Okay.
Is this not?
No.
When I say this out loud, maybe it does sound a little bit childish.
Come here before bed. We've got to tape your bum up.
Yeah. So she would put the tape, and then what? All the worms would be on the tape if you would.
Well, I don't know because I was a clean gal, but yeah, I believe so.
Right. How late did she till you 18? Well, until you were 11.
Mm. Well, she did it when I came back recently, just to be sure, just double check it wasn't worms.
There's lots of worms in that London.
Yeah.
I was like, Mum, just bending over, like.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah, exactly. Do it, Mum. Don't worry, I won't have any. I never have, never will.
Okay, that's wild. No, never had that, but I'm now worm free. So,
good.
Well, apparently it doesn't do that much if you don't have worms, but if you do have worms, you get a really bad stomach ache, and then the worms come out of you. So, but apparently you could be living with worms your whole life and not know.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we should start all taking the deworming.
I'll bring some if you want next week.
I want to do that on nights out. I'm smashing it back at the start of the night. What's that, mate? Can you got any more? Yeah, mate.
Mystery bag.
You're already wormed up on a night out.
You've heard of Pilly Willy. You don't want to get like wormy bumhole.
Wormy bumhole. Everyone will say he's got a wormy bumhole.
Yeah.
You got worms in the arse. That's my mate Phil. Worms in the arse.
When
we call it that because he hasn't got worms in his arse, but it's funny.
Yeah. When I asked her why did you give me it, like why didn't you tell me it was dewormer, and she was just like, well, you wouldn't have taken it otherwise. And I was like, that's not okay. That's just drugging.
So
you spiked me.
But that
she
is such me. that is a male thing though, because. I think, well, to be honest, I'm just going off you and my dad. But my mum will give my dad stuff to take, and he'll just take it, and he won't be like, oh, what's this?
No, what that is trust. That's what I've got, trust.
Yeah,
I just
assume naivety.
That I'm not going to be drugged with something I don't want to take.
Yeah.
Also, I would never assume that.
Yeah.
I'll never assume.
It's happened to me one too many times. Some guy's been like, it's Ket, and you're like, all right, okay.
No, I asked
for a
deworming
tablet. Yeah, you don't need to blow it into my face.
Yeah.
Get works.
I'd asked for a deworming tablet and I got MDMA.
Yeah. The best day at the park ever. Okay, that's
my worst week. So
you look neurodivergent and you're taking dog deworming tablets.
Dog dewormer.
That's the update from Tom.
Ali, what about you?
I got a couple of things bad this week. I got suspended from my gym.
Why?
They just sent me an email that said, we suspended you.
He's put clothes on me.
Because you've maxed out all the machines. We can't take your strength anymore. It's not fair on the
other
clients.
You're putting people off with how good you
exactly.
look in
it's
the
not
gym.
Fair on the other clients. People are scared to come because you're so big.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't say, actually. They said, you've given your number out. You've given your code out. And this is broken our rules. So you've been suspended. And then they showed it was like 12:08 on Monday. And they sent me an image. And it was just like two... like 16-year-olds I'd never seen before in my life, just at the pin, just
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've just been using your gym code. They must have found it or something.
Yeah. Well, so this is the thing, right? So I was like, well, obviously, this is stupid. I was like, can you get this sorted as quick as possible? I have no idea who these people are. You know what I mean? I've been a member at this gym.
It was Lucas, wasn't it?
Threw him under the bus. They said, do you know him or should we arrest him? Take him away. Yeah. Never seen this man before in my life. Hey, I'm big online. He knows me from there.
I thought he was on holiday, but actually, he's just behind bars.
What would Lucas even be doing in the gym? Just lifting the smallest
He thought there was
weight.
A sauna. He thought there was a sauna in there. He's got two hands on the one.
It's like that guy in Dodgeball, you know, when he tries, the weedy guy tries to use the machine.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
how I envision that guy. It's just
the big clang falling on top of him. So, so I don't know these people. I thought this is ridiculous. Get a change. Yeah. I don't know these people. I've been a member of the gym 4 years while I start giving my accounts to random people. And then they were like, no, you can't just do that. You have to come down. So I went down and these kids, they knew my name.
Ah.
That's what happens when you're big on TikTok.
No, this is the issue. They didn't know me as Ali. They were saying, oh, it's Alistair. We know him. Like, he never uses the gym. So he's given us his account and stuff.
Do you lose your card ever?
Don't have a card. It's just a code. And then you got an app where you can...
Are they Patreon backers? Because didn't you say your full name on Patreon?
Well, so...
they could well have done you from the podcast.
Find them. Kick them off the Patreon.
If you would like a free gym membership, please donate to patreon.com/ADIVPOD. You can donate $5 a month.
When you put the pin in, does your then card or ID flash up?
Nothing comes up, right? So this is what we were speculating. So fortunately, they were like, all right, we're going to unsuspend it because we just had to check with you because it sounded weird because they were saying Alistair never goes to the gym and that's why he gives it, and we were like, we know you go to the gym, mate. I was like, guilty's charged. And
we've had you crying in that steam room. We know.
We've had multiple complaints from women.
I sit on the bench and edit TikToks. That's what I do. Looks cool.
Yeah.
So
in a towel, nothing else.
Yeah. But they knew my name, and apparently they were like saying my surname as well. So this is
weird.
This is the thing, right? So I think a couple of things. Either they've hacked my email, but then my husband made the point, if they hacked your email, why would the only thing they take was your Pure Gym membership?
Yeah, right? Weird.
Other gyms are available. Then the other thing is maybe someone's hacked Pure Gym and they're giving out people's membership at like 10 quid will give you a code and the person's name if anyone asks you what's your name.
Well, I read something today in the Metro about there's a company that's like, there's been 120 people arrested over the globally for, there's a website and it's being given away data for as little as 56p.
Yeah.
So,
and
maybe
to be fair,
you got caught up in that.
Alistair, A, you're top of the list.
This is what I'm thinking. Mm. Yeah. So they've hacked into Pure. They've got, who's a member of this Pure Gym? They've got everyone's name and their codes, and they're just selling them. And they're just selling them.
You and Aaron, that's it.
Me and Aaron, A. Aronson.
Oh, poor old Aaron.
Yeah. Aaron is...
Aaron.
You and Aaron are getting done, mate.
Yeah, so that was annoying. And then another thing that's just happened just before we've come here, our shower's been leaking, so...
Oh, I feel that pain.
Similar to you, Phoebe. Mm. So can't use the shower. This was obviously... this started yesterday, where there was a leak, so could use a shower. I'm getting ready for my first special tonight. The next thing on my list, because I had the shower... And then they said, all right, it's been leaking, so we can't use it. The next thing on my list was the Veet up, Veet my chest. Get the old Veet out. So I had to go around to my girlfriend's and Veet hers.
Imagine getting that text. Hey, babe, can I please come round and Veet my chest?
Literally. But that's why she's my girlfriend, because she was like, yeah, sure.
Okay.
she
came.
Help?
So I started, and
she
then
Veet
she
hers
was curious. Yeah, well, we'll do it together. It counts as a date. This counts as quality time. You can't say we have to do another one. So
another one
this week. So she found it hilarious because she came in and I was just creamed up,
beaten away.
And yeah, she was giving a little bit of the beat.
Okay.
And then yeah. So that was annoying. So no shower at the moment. Not gonna be fixed till earliest Tuesday because it's bank holiday weekend and they need an extra part. They need a part. The part's broken.
Yeah, so. Mate. Gotta go.
Bless you, mate. Yeah. Bank holiday weekend. Well, Screwfix is open now. We literally live 2 minutes from Screwfix.
We gotta get it from China.
Yeah. You know these parts, mate. So annoying. Brexit and all that. Yeah. So there's a couple of things. And then also just the stress of sorting out these two shows that I'm doing tonight. Thank you so much for coming.
Which will smash. And hopefully, excited to see you.
I appreciate you coming down. Got a late show as well, which hoping the opening act doesn't fuck up.
Opening act.
I'm taking a chance on a new act.
As I said on the Patreon, we'll be remaining on stage throughout all of your performance.
Tom's going to stand there, crossed arms on his phone going, oh shit.
Boring.
After the joke.
Boo.
And like the most is just like a
boo.
Like an exhale through the nose.
Heard it. But
start redoing the bits. Like, I deliver this better.
Yeah. Hack. Just boo. Boo. Yeah, I've been working on my, you know, don't worry. I'll get them going. I'll get the party started.
The other thing that I said would be funny if Tom purposely tanks the gig and then
I just scream a lot.
The crowd going, get the fuck off me.
Yeah. I'll just go out there, scream a lot of racial slurs. And then be like, you don't get it. You're the wrong ones.
That might not fireworks. Cancel you, to be fair, as we've seen.
Wrong podcast as well. but what was good about this week? Well, I let it out. So I went on my first stag do and it was a right laugh.
I forgot to ask about that. How was Hamburg?
Oh, it was great, mate. It was great.
Yeah.
Didn't realize the actual city?
Yeah. So this is the thing, right?
You mean the bars?
Yeah.
Then
I'll show you some photos and let you be the judge of that, mate. I think we were the ones bringing the city.
Yeah.
So have you been to Hamburg? Because you said it was
lovely. No, I haven't. I've just heard it.
So Phoebe sends me this message saying, have fun in Hamburg. It's supposed to be beautiful. And I ignored it. So I get there.
You've never texted me anything nice like that in my life. I feel so betrayed and offended.
When did you go on a... We were talking about something else, to be fair. Yeah. And then he said, I'm going
I went to Australia for 2 months. Not even a text. Not goodbye, have fun, enjoy.
Did I not?
No.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
It's fine.
Oh, time difference. Time difference.
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry.
So I'm going to Hamburg. Phoebe sends me this long voice note, 5 minutes, saying, I just want to say thank you so much for being such a good friend. And I hope everything's better. You know what it might have been, actually, to be fair? You know what might have been why... people text me, because I was asking her how she was with the illness. Were you asking her?
Yeah, I think I did actually. Would have said, like, I hope you're well. Well, it would have been probably within discussion of, are you going to make it to the podcast? And then I would have said, like, I hope you're well. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
He's like, ugh, how bad is it? Mm. So then...
I didn't actually realise how bad it was. Sorry.
No, I don't think anyone really realised how bad it was. Mm. I was not getting any... sympathy from there was one particular person who I was messaging explaining that I wasn't going to be here, and they literally were just like, okay, cool. And I was like, not a get well soon, not a hope you feel all right. They were just, and then asking me questions to do their work, and I was like, just ignoring them in the end.
The Big Belly HR policy is the same as the HR policy of the Spartans, the ancient Spartans. If you're weak, you get thrown in a big ditch.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Yeah,
you got to. It's like Kano said, you got to toughen up or get thrown around. And that's the official HR policy of Vauxhall.
So, Hamburg was great. But you said it was beautiful. We get off at this place called the Reeperbahn. Now, right. I'd never been to the Reeperbahn before.
The Reeperbahn.
But in the when I was doing the passport control, the guy there kept chatting to me. He was checking my passport. And he said, what are you here for? And I went... it was Chinese. And he went, what are you here for? And I said, a holiday. And he was like, are you going to the Reeperbahn? And I was like, I think that's actually where we're staying. And he was like,
Okay,
cool, man.
Right.
Get there. I didn't realize that sex work is legal in Hamburg. So
right.
So you got employed straight away.
Yeah.
Very lucrative weekend for you.
Yeah, so I said, mate, I'll stay with it. I'll catch you up. And we're staying on this strip, right, which was just all like strip clubs and
was just like German
brothels and stuff like that. But there was a place called the Titty Twister.
Oh,
that was there.
Okay,
and we were like, this place is absolutely wild. Mad. Yeah,
is
yeah.
Is it ram full of stag dudes?
To be fair, no, it's a mix, right? So we actually 10 minutes walk, you get to the lovely city, and it was beautiful. But we on our first night was like going to the beer, getting the beers in, guilty as charged. And then in the second night, we did have a booking at a place called the Doll House.
Oh, okay, nice, yeah.
The Doll House, I could say the Doll House, quite mixed, right? A lot of men, a lot of women in there. There were male strippers as well.
Male strippers as well?
Oh, yeah.
Was there women in attendance for the male strippers?
Women in attendance. When our booking was over, our table got replaced by a Hindu. So there were women in bridal bars, let me tell you, very much enjoying the male strippers.
Was it like mixed on the stage as well? So you'd have a male and a female stripper like next to
They never did it together. Never did it together. As far as I was aware. I was only in there for 14 hours, so I don't know. But, but it was usually male has a go, then female has a go.
Yeah.
No zimzimmers.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware.
And no together, no sexy show. Because that's what happened when I was in
Amsterdam. Were they fucking on stage?
Well, in Amsterdam, I saw that.
This is the problem when you become a dad. And we're really touching each other up on the stage. Oh, yeah. I bet they had big tits, didn't they?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, fucking hell. So, but no, none of that. But yeah, so we had a few, not lap dancers, but it was table dancers. So they come over, you pay the dance. And then you had to buy these dollhouse dollars. The dollhouse dollars allowed
like Disney
you to
bucks.
Touch them. Yeah, literally. Yeah. So they go, get the dollar.
Wait, and you could touch them if you paid the
dollar. Yeah, so they tell you, they get your dollars out and put them on my ass and stuff
right,
like that.
Okay.
Right, okay. I didn't do any of the dollhouse dollars. I paid for them for the table, but I didn't do any. Cause
okay.
I felt like it was bad for
her. You were like,
I wasn't even that into it, but I think the...
You were just appreciating the art.
Yeah, you were like, lads, go wild.
I was just standing up shouting body positivity.
That yeah.
Like... I'm sure the girl on the pole was loving that.
She came to me, would you like to touch me? I was like, you're so brave.
I respect your profession.
No, I mean, they're absolutely unbelievable bodies.
Yeah.
And very nice as well, very pleasant to talk to. One lady, they were trying to get me to do the dollars. It's like, okay, pick up dollars. I was like, no, I'm not doing the dollar. They're like, pick up the dollar. And they're like, no. And then she called me a pussy and said there were male strippers as well if I wanted. So that was...
Yeah.
No, it's fun.
Good.
Such toxic masculinity coming from a naked woman.
Very emasculating.
Yeah. But it was great. And then we went out afterwards and we all basically were in relationships. And so we were trying to like dance with people on the night out and get some girls to dance with.
Yeah.
And it was the women in Hamburg, from what I saw, beautiful.
Yeah.
Difference to British women is they don't want to talk to you. So.
Yes, they've got self-respect.
Sorry, you're saying that's a difference to British
these
women.
Wonderful British women on these shores, yeah. Right?
They always want to talk to me when I'm on a night out.
They'll have a chat with you, mate. They'll tell you to fuck off, but then you'll be like, oh, come on, mate. They'll be like, oh, man,
I'm big on TikTok, come on.
Yeah. So my mate came going up to these women and be like, are you a fan of UK comedy?
Oh, God. Christ. They're like, nickname English.
Das ist nicht sehr lustig.
Yeah.
So, but it was, we were just striking out with women. It was funny because we weren't trying to do anything with them.
Mm.
But so every time we'd be like, hey, like, what's your name? And they would be like, no, not nein, nein, danke. And nein. Then we'd be like, it's cool, I've got a girlfriend. I'm not trying to get with you.
I just want to see where this might potentially go. That's it.
That was my week.
Okay. Fun though.
Got a great stag do. Had a great time. Loved it. Good
steak,
fun.
Steak.
That sort of stag do where we were all legends and lads, but both nights we were at McDonald's. First night at McDonald's about 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And then second night a bit later, to be fair, like fair. 4. And then also we were at a beer hall and we were booked in for 4:30 and we sort of walking around the town and we were like, you just go there now. We walked in. We're like, oh, we got booked in 4:30 and she looked at her watch. She's like, it's 2:30 and we went, Yeah. So we sat on our own in a bill.
Oh my God. An empty bill. Just
and half the table played cards.
Did the other half play I Spy?
We were trying to have some chat, but it was limited. It was limited.
Bit hungover still. Just
it was the second day. Yeah.
Right. Lovely. Well, that is good. Worst week, I think Phoebe, due to the disease, you win.
And the fact that I'm now essentially a qualified doctor.
Yeah, you're a qualified doctor, you had disease, you had to, diagnosing yourself.
What is that, Phoebe's on 3-1, is it? Who won last week? I can't remember.
Me.
I tried really hard. There was only one week where I didn't win worst week.
Yeah.
When Tom's baby was sick on him when he was hungover.
Yeah.
Oh no, was it
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it that one,
but
it
I could have very easily won worst week that week. I just tried to reframe it.
Right, okay.
Because I don't want to keep winning because it's not something to be proud of.
Okay.
Okay.
So we now move on to one of our regular sections, which is, of course, Agony Uncle. This is where you send in your issues and we sort them out. No questions asked. So first, Agony Uncle.
Right.
Very quick. Not going to give any context, just yes or no.
Yes.
Phoebe?
Oh, no.
Yes. Next one.
Someone to what? I want to know for next week. They better say next week.
Yeah, do it. What the yes is one. The yes is one.
Yeah,
so you
yes.
Got to do it. So whatever it is, we've got to tell us.
But oh, I was just doing no because you guys did yes.
Yeah, well, no, well, well, he did yes, you did no, I did
it's
yes.
All good.
So, okay. But this is a regular listener as well, so we'll find out. Okay, final Agony Uncle. I have a brother who desperately needs to lose weight. How do I convince him?
NHS jab, stab him in the sleep. You know, the skinny jab, done. done. Sorry, it's genius. Look, you don't need, don't worry about being fat anymore. There's an injection for it. Science has progressed to a point where you can just get the injection. It fucks with your brain chemicals. You're not hungry. You lose the weight.
Yeah.
Job's a good one.
Okay.
Stab minister, he won't even know. He won't even know. He'll just be like, oh, I'm just not feeling it.
So drug him in sleep is the first one. Phoebe, do you have any thoughts on this one? How to get your brother to lose weight?
No, I think that's a conversation that you need to have with him. Like, it has he expressed that he wants to lose weight? Because if not, then that's a whole conversation that you need to have of, I think that you need to lose weight, and then here are the steps. If he's come to you and he's like, I don't like the way I look and I want to lose weight, then help him with like a planner thingy. After 6 weeks is when you sort of break a habit. So just help him be there, be on hand, keep him busy when he wants to snack on things, do something else. And just keep trying to make fruit and veg interesting as well.
Do what my mom did when she's trying to get my dad to lose weight. She just threw out basically all the food. Just everything was gone overnight.
Nothing in the house. I don't want anything in the house. Yeah. I don't want anything in the house.
Just nothing. And then my dad furiously looked through cupboards and he was like, what the fuck?
Maybe try and do something with him as well. So even if it's not that you want to lose weight, maybe you want to, like, I don't know, get a bit like hench or something. So you're both going to the gym, but you're like doing... Mm. I just accidentally... Hey, camera. but yeah, so you're both doing something, so then he can see how hard you're trying to like better yourself in a different way as well. Okay. So then then you're both going through a similar struggle.
Okay, good. So to be fair, we're assuming that this is like, he is, you know, it's a medical issue and it's caused health. Maybe she's just like, he's like a 34-inch waist. You know what I mean?
Can you tell? Okay, controversial. Could you ever tell a partner that they are, obviously my girlfriend, a lot more slender than I am, and she would regularly tell me if I was getting too heavy.
Yeah.
Is it ever okay to tell your partner that actually...
I would want my partner to tell me. I've told my partner.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's what I was going to get at. Is it ever okay to tell partner? Is it ever okay to tell your partner? Okay.
I said, you're getting fat, you're ugly, you're not smart enough.
What do you mean, Ali? What do you mean?
I said, you should need to revise.
What?
No, well, I told her, well, there was a point where she wasn't going to the gym and she likes going to the gym. And I was like, what's going on with that, bruv? You used to like going to the gym. What happened?
Well, I don't feel like going. I do.
Where are you?
I don't feel like going. I don't fucking want. I don't really know.
Well, you better get back to the gym. Get back to the gym now.
But
I'm suspended. You've got to go fight my case.
I don't be liking it.
Now, she is one of those ways, it is a bit tricky, but I was trying to just say it in a playful way, because she likes going to the gym. I wasn't saying that, like, she's overweight, but...
Yeah.
But I'd want my partner to be like that as well. Like, we want to keep standards up.
Okay, strict standards. Okay.
I think you can tell someone in a nice way.
What's a nice way? Phoebe, you're dating a boy, he's putting on some timber.
Well, no. So what I was going to say is, if a partner is talking to you, like, you can do it in a way, especially if it's been a conversation.
Right now, I'm sat on the sofa and I'm smashing a Big Mac and I'm fat and I'm heavy and I'm your boyfriend.
But this is what I mean. Are you unhappy about it?
No, I'm very happy about it.
Mm. So then it's just me being shallow. So this was, because I was going to say there's two ways. There's either a nice conversation you can have with it where you genuinely think like the other person's hurting themselves or they're upset by it. But then there's the other thing where that is a dumpable offence as well. If someone came up to you and was just like, you're getting fat and I don't love you anymore because of that, that's so not okay.
You wouldn't not love someone because they're not fat, though. They'd be like, I love you, but you're too fat.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be... But if that's someone saying, I don't want to be with you because you've put on weight, that's not okay. But if you're saying, I don't want to be with you because you've put on weight and it's all of your habits have changed and now we've got, this is an issue and you're not happy, then I think...
But if they're incredibly happy and they want to be a 300 pound man, but they're incredibly happy about it, that's your problem.
Yeah. And then you,
that's a difficult one. That's hard.
But then would you have that conversation with them, or would you be okay? Well, fine. So we'll go through this situation.
Okay.
You're there.
I'm smashing a Big Mac and I've put on at least 6 stone. Okay. And I'm very happy about it. I love it.
Okay, but I don't find you attractive now.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God, this is horrible. I think...
No, that's not a nice way to start.
Yeah.
Why is it so horrible?
You disgust me. Look at yourself. No.
Why is it horrible?
Okay, so I'd probably be like, Tom, first of all, we need to change your name.
Okay.
But we'll come back to that. What? Because we have a veto on all Toms.
I've one before. At a time.
Darling.
Okay.
I can see. Are you hungry?
Sorry, I'm just finishing off my Big Mac.
Oh, I don't even know how. How would you do this?
Well, you failed miserably.
Okay, well, all I do is fail.
Okay, well, there you go. No, well, you failed
if
miserably.
If anyone's doing a drinking game to this, you've got to down your drink now.
Okay, you failed miserably at telling me that.
Okay,
I was...
well, how would you do it?
I'd just be honest. I'd just be like, look, you have to just be honest in these situations. And I delicately say...
But that's what I'm saying. How do you delicately... So here I am now. I'm here. I've put on 6 stone.
Yeah.
I can't quite fit into the podcast studio.
Okay.
How do you... address this, both of you boys?
I would say I've got Phoebe, I've got some health concerns around you, and I would like to know how long do you want to live? That's where I would have started,
because he's gonna kill you.
Starting point, how long do you want to live?
Okay, so I start crying at this point. Okay. And I'm like, you just called me fat.
No, I, well, you know, it's a spectrum, and
I'll be like, what's wrong with being fat?
Yeah.
I'll be like, but you're saying that you don't want me to be your producer anymore because I'm fat.
Well, yeah, but also, you know, I want you to stay and be my producer for a long period of time, for the next few decades, and I don't think you're going to make it. I would go down the health route. Health
right,
route.
Fair. Sorted.
But if I then didn't change it, are you saying that you would break up with me as the producer in
yeah,
the
because
scenario,
you,
but like...
You don't want to live, so yes.
Sorted. Done.
Done.
Right. We move on to our final section of this course, Fail Mail. This is where you send in your fails surrounding a certain topic that we asked for. So this week was, of course, what is the craziest thing you've ever overheard? So we go to the official Aid of Pod account. From a professor at uni that broke another professor's lab and aquarium, killed his fish.
Okay. Bloody hell.
This morning it was £70 for a starter and main. Reasonable, right? That was in London.
Oh, of course.
This is a typo. Someone wrote prostitute customer instead of prospect customer. My British friend was teaching me new words. As a new word, he said bollocks.
There. Okay.
Two American tourists in St. Andrews. I didn't know Scotland was a first world country.
Oh, Jesus.
My mother-in-law said she had wanted something different for her son, but I was all right.
Okay. Wow. Okay, I got, and Phoebe, I think this was from the hospital that you were at. Mm. At a hospital yesterday, two nurses. All I want is a sausage sandwich. Oh, and yes, a gin and tonic. There you go.
Well, I heard one. I heard Phoebe Hopwood has super chlamydia. So thank you for that one, guys.
Extreme chlamydia.
Oh, yeah. I've got another one.
Yeah.
Can I do more?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bro, you hear Craig try to finger his chicken after town? Ben caught him in the coop.
Wait.
And another one, in the Primark changing rooms, I want to keep it, but if he ever found out it wasn't his, life would be over.
Oh, great gossip. Great gossip. Primark changing rooms. We should have a new segment, Life in the Primark changing rooms. Right, thank you very much for listening to another episode of All I Do Is Fail. You can, of course, donate to our Patreon, patreon.com/aidofpod, for an extra episode every week. Thank you very much to everyone who supports the podcast. We'll have more episodes every week, and I've got work in progress coming up. Tom?
Yep, follow me at all good social media channels. Good luck tonight, Mr. Woods. It's going to be a
and
banger.
Tom, he'll be on as well.
Yeah.
Phoebe?
We'll see you down there.
Yeah, I mean, all we've got to say is we are now Big Belly Comedy Club. Still in Vauxhall, and we've got more things happening, so keep an eye out.
Awesome. See you later, Piffies. Take care. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.